teenage impulsiveness or some tendency to violence is often blamed for violent crimes. But according to recent research, poverty is at the root of most youth violence. And violence is on the rise in Indianapolis. So far this year, there have been more than 220 shootings and 53 homicides, making it one of the worst on record. While city leaders lament the problem, violence seems to be getting worse, not better. As part of our series, Chasing the Dream, reporter Jake Harper takes us inside a program that's working to keep some young people out of harm's way.
We're doing all that. How's it going? I see that baby bump.
Keith Smitherman is making a stop in one of the city's most violent neighborhoods, near 38th and Sherman. He's there to deliver food vouchers to a young pregnant mom.
Let me know about formula and all of that junk.
I'll let you know when the baby shower stuff is.
I ain't coming to no baby show.
Smitherman spends several hours a week driving around Indianapolis on errands like this. We get in the car again and head toward his office. It's a hot day, and in his work, temperature matters.
It was kind of slow for a little while, and now this is the shooting season again, so.
There's a season?
Yeah, people start getting shot more as it starts getting warmer.
A lot of victims of violent crime end up at Eskenazi Hospital. That's where Smitherman works, as a violence intervention specialist for a program called Prescription for Hope. Here's how it works. When someone lands in the ER for a violent injury, like a gunshot or a stabbing, Smitherman appears in the room to talk to them. It's easier when someone has been that close to death.
It's the teachable moment, and that's when people at their weakest and most vulnerable emotionally, because they've just gone through this life threatening circumstance, they're real tender and ready for some kind of intervention.
Intervention means starting them on a path to avoid violence.
I mean, obviously getting well physically is the number one thing, but consistently I need to get a job and I need to get my insurance so I can pay for all this crap. And some of the other things that we find important, it's important for us that they go get their GED. The only way to get a good job that you'll keep is to get some education.
Ultimately, jobs and insurance, or small things like the food vouchers, they're about money. The people Smitherman works with are young, ages 14 to 30.
Mostly guys, mostly African-American guys.
And they've grown up poor. Poor neighborhoods tend to have worse schools, lower graduation rates. And if you're black, multiple studies have shown it's harder to get a job. So the money that can come with crime, that starts to look pretty attractive when you grow up in these communities. But even if you're not committing crimes, you still might find yourself in a dangerous situation.
Where were you shot?
In my leg.
Okay.
It went in right here.
Tyler Wilson is 23 years old. He lives in an apartment with his sister on the east side of Indianapolis. Last year, he was at a friend's house when someone put a gun to his head demanding money. Tyler fought back.
Yeah, the bullet's actually still in my leg right here.
Can you feel it? Or?
Yeah. Okay. Now I can feel it with my fingers. Yeah.
The crime wasn't totally random. Wilson thinks he was a target because he drove a relatively nice car. He was able to afford that car because he used to sell drugs, until he got arrested. That made him want to change, and then the robbery happened. So Prescription for Hope caught Wilson at a good time.
Like I was like, yeah, I'd give it a try. Just everything about it just seemed like it can bring change.
The main thing Wilson needed was help getting a job so he could pay his bills without resorting to selling drugs. And Smitherman pushed him every step of the way.
He just always had the idea never to settle for less, you know? Like, with any job I got, he just always told me, like, it's just for now, don't settle with that. And, you know what I mean? Like, it's better and more jobs.
He's now in the process of getting his commercial driver's license so he can drive semis. Prescription for Hope paid for his training. So why is a hospital paying for job training or pushing people to get their GED? Several years ago, doctors at Eskenazi noticed a problem. The emergency department had a lot of repeat customers. Clark Simons is a trauma surgeon at Eskenazi.
It was not uncommon that we'll have a person who might be a victim of violent trauma, meaning gunshot wounds, stab wounds, and then within a 3 to 5 year time period, there was a 30% or higher chance that they'd be coming back.
He says the young people coming in with gunshot wounds were often involved in crime because they had few other choices.
For some, that's the only option they have to provide for their families. And so poverty itself is a public health issue.
So Simons and his colleagues launched the program in 2009. They modeled it after successful programs in other cities.
For most of these individuals, the ones that we reach and are able to get, they're asking for help. And as a healthcare professional, I think it is our obligation to help our patients.
And Eskenazi says the program's working, that just 4.6% of program participants end up back in the ER. But it's not zero, a fact that eats at Smitherman.
We've had one guy that actually was killed after he joined the program, which is probably as big a failure as you can have. So that one really, that really bothers me.
Ultimately, though, there are thousands of violent crimes each year in Indianapolis. The program can't reach everyone. Smitherman and the other social workers can only work with people who come into the hospital, or occasionally their family members. They can't help the people who sometimes call their office, asking to enroll.
But considering the amount of guys that we signed up in the program, to have so few come back with a violent injury shows the program is highly successful.
And how does that feel for you, like seeing these guys sort of take this horrible moment and turn it into something good in their lives?
Feels very good. But, I mean, what I consider successful may not be what somebody listening would consider successful. For some people, just not getting injured again is a huge success. Some people, just getting a job is a huge success. Some people, just getting insurance is a huge success.
He hangs his hat on the little things. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Jake Harper.
Funding for Chasing the Dream, Poverty and Opportunity in America on WFYI is provided by the JPB Foundation and the Ford Foundation.